Today, we're going to show you how to keep your contacts organized with a program called VIP Orbit.
This episode brought to you by GoToMeeting.
Hey, everybody. Jeffrey Powers here. Welcome to iPad 365, the show where we look at apps to keep your iPad up-to-date. It is Monday, and of course, we do a business app on Mondays every now and then. Of course, we do this every single Monday, Wednesday, Friday, iPad 365. If you have an app that you want me to take a look at, the Twitter handle is iPad365, simple as that. And of course, the email is iPad365show@gmail.com. Before we get into it, I just wanted to bring up a thing that somebody actually asked me on the Twitter thing that we talk about every single week. And they basically asked, hey, Jeff, you know, I've been hearing about this 19-pin connector for the new iPhone 5, which is actually, it's an iPhone 6. It's not an iPhone 5, folks. Anyway, that's a different story, different show. We'll leave it at that. But anyway, they asked me, so they heard about this 19-pin connector and the rumor of the possible mini iPad. Will the mini iPad actually have a 19-pin connector? Well, the rumor is, and it's just a rumor, yes, it will also contain that 19-pin connector. But we will not know until September 12th when they have that secret special meeting in Cupertino or wherever they have the Apple meeting where they eat apples and they talk about Apple iPads and iPhone 5s, which are really iPhone 6s. We'll find out then, but there is a good rumor that the 19-pin connector will be forthcoming on the new iPad mini and possibly even switching out on the iPad 3s. I'm guessing that somebody is going to make some sort of converter, though, so you can at least charge or use your old Apple connectors and docks and stuff like that. So they're not totally out of the loop of your old devices. We'll see what happens. We'll see what engineers come up with. And we'll see what apples have been eating. All right, let's get into your app for today. We're talking about VIP Orbit. And this has actually gotten some really high reviews on it. Basically, it's a fully organized contact lists, task manager, to-do list, calendar, so on and so forth. Here's the front page of it. I've put in a couple contacts, and it's pretty cool. You take the contacts, we've got Fred Schmo and we got Joe Schmo. Simple contacts, you can put in their address, you can put in their information, their Facebook, their Twitter, everything that that you really need to contact and get a hold of somebody. But you also have this. This is called the Orbits. Now, these orbits are kind of like groups, and what you want to do is you end up putting people in orbits. Like, for instance, Joe Schmo and Fred Schmo, which were the two contacts that I made, are in the same company here. That's the name of the company here. I had no really creative foresight other than say here, but it's here. And so what we did was we created the contacts. They end up in the not an orbit section until you actually move them to an orbit section. So I created an orbit section called Test, where here is Fred Schmo and Joe Schmo. You can create companies, you can create groups, you can have friends, you can have relatives, so on and so forth. And you create these orbits that these people can live in. So if you need to contact people, let's say in your local area, let's say you're a part of a group, you're all part of a group in the local area, and you need to contact them all. You put that into different orbits, and then you can easily find these contacts and get people and go from there. It also syncs up with your calendars, so you can actually put in calendar information here. As you can see, I put in a calendar schedule August 24th from 7 to 8 p.m. And I actually synced it up with my Google Calendar, and it showed up there perfectly. So you can actually make this your one-stop shop for calendar information, especially if you have to manage more than one calendar. And that's one thing that I've always hated to do is multiple calendars. So you have the calendar, you have your orbits, you have your contacts. It's a full daily planner. Now, best part about this app is absolutely free. There is an upgrade to a pro version, which is $19.99, which comes with some great features on it. So if you want to get a different type of calendar contact system, check out VIP Orbit. It's in the App Store now and available on iOS devices. You know, during the summer, it seems like everyone is going in different directions. I know I was in California last week. I'll be in California this week. I won't be able to meet with anybody here in Madison unless I have a program like GoToMeeting with HD Faces. I can collaborate and meet with colleagues and clients. wherever I am. If I'm on the road, I can hook up on a meeting on Mac or on PC. I can even download the app on the iPad and join in on a meeting. And of course, with the HD faces, all you need is a webcam and you are collaborating with anybody on your files, on your documents. You can see it in real time and it's a lot of fun. And it really does get a meeting done a lot easier. Instead of having four or five phone meetings, you have one GoToMeeting. And it's just, that's how amazing it is. My listeners, my viewers, check it out. You know, I've used this program for over 4 years for roundtables, for meetings, for everything. But check it out. Put it in your business toolbox for 30 days. All you have to do is go over to gotomeeting.com, click that orange try it free now button, and then enter the code podcast. Podcast will get you 30 days of this great software. Of course, if you go over to gotomeeting.com, visit gotomeeting.com, click the try it free now button, enter in the code podcast for 30 days of this great software. And that's this episode of iPad 365. What'd you think? Are you going to get VIP Orbiter and see if it works for you, if you can use it? If you do use it, let me know. Twitter me at iPad365. Of course, you can also email me, iPad365show@gmail.com. Before we go, I want to let you know, hey, you know, if you check your updates, you know that Facebook came out with a brand new update. It's supposed to be faster. It's supposed to be easier. So if you check out Facebook, after I downloaded it, at first it was kind of wonky. It would only sit in a portrait mode for a little while, but then it finally started moving around and it was okay. But I want to know your experience. So let me know. Twitter me at iPad365 or iPad365show@gmail.com. All right, we will be back on Wednesday with another great application, and it will be another episode of iPad 365. My name is Jeffrey Powers. Thanks a lot for watching. Thanks a lot for listening. And until next time, you guys, geek out.
You should follow Graphite on Twitter @GraphiteINC.